Hello. Welcome to the Wandering Your Wild podcast. My name is Jenny Baird, and I'm your host. Today, we're going to be talking about Go Now, which is the first song off of my album, The Wild Is Me. I'm going to share a little bit of the story of how I wrote the song with you, let you listen to the song, and then I'm going to go dive a little deeper into my lived experiences around kind of the topics of the song, which are purpose and courage. And from those lived experiences, I'm also going to share with you some how-tos that I discovered about courage. So let's get started with the story of the song. I wrote this song in 2015 after moving home to, let's be clear, Akron, Ohio. After having 7 months before that, moved to the Carolinas. Now, my whole point in moving to the Carolinas was to pursue music more, to try to just do something in my life, change my life up, be in a different city, to do music more. And long story short, I just wasn't able to do that the way I thought I would be able to in the Carolinas. And I was struggling with a sense of purpose. When I had lived in Ohio, I had worked in ministry, and I had such a sense of purpose, even though I felt like I was kind of neglecting what I considered my higher calling of music. And then when I moved to the Carolinas, I was working full-time in sort of a normal job, which I enjoyed, but also didn't afford me that sense of purpose, and I wasn't doing my music. So I ended up moving back. Now, some of the context of all of this is that I was terrified to make these decisions. Every single thing felt like a huge risk. And I was like debating so much and praying so much and trying to figure out what, quote unquote, the right thing to do was. And the primary feeling that I had was fear and crippling anxiety. And so as I kind of made these decisions and ended up back in Ohio, I looked back over my experience and I wrote this song. So you'll hear me talk about New York City in the first verse, which was my first inspiration to move. I wanted to move to New York City. But then as plans do, things changed and I ended up moving to the Carolinas. And shout out to my older sister who already lived there and let me live with her. And you'll hear also in the song sort of my internal process of what should I do? What is calling to me the most right now? And how can I have the courage to do it? So you're going to hear the song now.
Started with New York City and all the bright lights. It almost ended there as the fear came rushing in with the night sky. But dreams don't hide that easily, and suddenly mine came up screaming, go now before it's too late. Get out with your head on straight. Go now while you still got faith. Go now, it'll never be safe. So I left the grid OHIO and headed down the highway through the Blue Ridge. I almost turned around as the tears came rushing in with the daylit clouds. But dreams don't drown that easily, and suddenly mine came up screaming, go now before it's too late. Get out with your head on straight. Go now while you still got faith. Go now, it'll never be safe. And even though my heart got tangled in the skyline, and I fell in love with all of those Queen City lights. The girl from Ohio with the Arizona veins felt the world start to shift, felt the compass start to change. And all those dreams who thought they'd come true in the big city suddenly knew that the North Star was singing a tune. Come up from the blue ridge. Home is where you're rooted. Come up from the blue ridge. Home is where you're rooted. So go now before it's too late. Get out with your head on straight. Go now while you still got faith. It started with New York City and all the bright lights.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. I sort of feel like a radio DJ right now. I'm like playing a song for you and then talking about the song. It's great. Super fun. Okay. Anyways, so that song was specifically encompassed, as I said, my experience moving to and from Ohio in 2014 and 2015. And since then, I've had a lot of similar experiences where I needed enormous amounts of courage. When I came back to Ohio in 2015, I came back to a job in full-time ministry. And again, after a while, that felt like it was pushing everything important out of my life. And so in 2019, I decided to leave ministry again to pursue a life where I simply had more margin so I could do music. So I was a temp for a while because that like helps me pay my bills so that I could have my access to my creativity. But then even after a while with that, I was just like, I'm supposed to be doing music and I'm supposed to be doing it a lot. So I even ended up quitting that, quitting temp work and kind of plunging into the world of entrepreneurship, being a independent musician, booking gigs, teaching. And then the pandemic hit and everything shut down. And I once again had to make a really scary decision. Do I just go get a job as an Amazon driver, like so many people are doing? Or do I stay the course? And at that time, as I was praying, I really felt this voice, what I would consider the voice of God in my life, just say to me, just because the circumstances have changed doesn't mean your calling has changed. So during lockdown, I made the decision to stay the course and stay the course of creating a business around my music. And I was lucky enough to have family and friends that hired me to do other stuff as well, like pet sitting or yard work or things like this. So it was this whole wild time. But anyhow, the point of it is that was another, you know, another moment of courage. And as if you're an entrepreneur, you know that the entire entrepreneurship journey is just one courageous decision after the other. And obviously you can see the themes of the song. I don't know if you can see them. I see them super clearly. These themes of purpose and courage weaving through the song, making decisions because I had a feeling of purpose and calling that wasn't being met, and then having to activate and find courage to execute these decisions. So that being said, I kind of want to dig into some of the how-tos that I have learned through these experiences. There's a couple of things that I learned from television shows that I've never forgotten. One of the things is from Band of Brothers. There's a scene where, and my dad would know the names of these people, but I don't remember, so I apologize. But there's a scene where there's a soldier who has sort of like psychologically induced blindness because of his fear of battle. He goes out on the battlefield and he literally becomes blind and then has to cower and cannot fight. And one of his officers says to him, you have to, accept that you're going to die when you go out there. And when you accept that you're going to die, then you're going to be able to do what you need to do. And that just struck me so hard. And that soldier took his commanding officer's advice and he did end up dying, but he got the courage because he accepted the thing that he was afraid of, which was that, hey, I might die. And like that has translated in my own life so many times, just thinking, really facing, like, what am I really afraid of? Am I really willing for, can I get to a place where I'm willing for that to happen so that I can act? Even right now in my life, I'm having a situation where I'm like, man, worst case scenario, if this risk that I'm taking goes south, am I really willing for that to happen and to lose everything and start over? And am I willing to? And my only answer for me in my life is yes, because of this other thing that I learned from this other TV show. So I love watching Korean dramas, which is just basically Korean television. And I watched a Korean drama many years ago now. I want to say it was 2012 or 2013. The English title is I Can Hear Your Voice. And the Korean title is, and I hope I say this right, 너의 목소리가 눌려. And the premise of this K-drama, it was about a woman who, when she was a child, she had testified against a criminal in court. And as an adult, that criminal was somehow let out and was trying to kill her. And the whole theme of the drama was regrets. And somebody asked her during the drama, do you regret testifying on the stand when you were a kid? And her answer was, yes, I do regret it. Someone's trying to kill me right now. And she said, but I would have regretted it more if I hadn't testified. And the theme that was visited over and over in this show, the thing that has stayed with me for years, was this question or this stipulation. Which decision would you regret 1% less? And so I think about that question a lot in my own life. What decision will I regret 1% less? What risk will I regret 1% less? Like, will I regret taking the risk, or will I regret never having the experiences that that risk would bring me? Even if the ultimate result of it is failure, would I regret 1% more trying and failing, or would I regret never trying and allowing my heart to suffocate because I won't pursue the thing that feels like it's calling to me? So that's the first how-to of courage that I want to offer you. What decision are you going to regret 1% less? If you probably will have some sort of regret around either decision, which one are you going to regret 1% less? If you sort of look at it, switch it around to a positive question, it's like, what decision is going to bring me 1% closer to the thing I'm feeling called to? The thing that if I don't do it, my heart is suffocating. You're probably experiencing that suffocating feeling right now. Your heart feels like it's withering away because you're not doing the thing that you feel the most called to, the thing that is the most alive in you, as my coach Simone Soul likes to say, which I absolutely love. So those are some thought exercises that you can use to kind of interrupt your brain's pattern that it's going through of panic and anxiety and like, we're all gonna die, right? That's what my brain sounds like. I don't know about yours. Yours might sound different, but that's what mine sounds like. Times 10. Okay, but I also want to dive into some work with your unconscious mind. We're going to do an exercise that has some imagination in it, and it's just meant to help you just get under the surface of the conscious thoughts to see what's in your inner world, what some other parts of you besides your really loud brain might need to go forward in a way that feels a little bit safer and maybe a little bit gentler than just like forcing you to do the thing. That's how I operated pretty much all the way up until the last couple of years. For most of my entrepreneurial experience, I was really just hard on myself and like, don't be weak. Don't be afraid. You just can't listen to your fear. You just have to push it aside and just do the thing. And while that did get me a certain distance, at some point my nervous system fried out and it was just like I felt this block in my body. Like, nope, we're not doing anything. We're not taking risks. We're not making decisions. We're not doing anything. And I had to literally rest from working on my business for like 7 months. I still like took care of all my clients and did all my coaching and did all my things and my gigs and my performances, but I didn't try to make anything happen for 7 months. And that helped my nervous system to start to mend a little bit and feel a little bit safer. But even then, it still took me learning some new skills about how to regulate my nervous system to be able to make decisions from a different foundation, from a different place, and to let go of a lifestyle of anxiety and hustle. Ooh, feels so good to not have that be my primary mode anymore. Anyways, now I'm rambling. Let's come back to the point, which is nervous system regulation, some imagination exercises. So what you need to know about fear and anxiety is that they are physical responses of the body. They're not just thoughts in your head, which is why sometimes cognitive exercises like the ones I talked about earlier just aren't enough to really center you and to really help you move forward. Okay, so take a minute and just allow yourself to think of the thing that might be causing you either anxiety or fear, and just let that feeling come up so you really feel it. Now that you can feel it, go ahead and close your eyes and focus in right where that feeling is. And maybe imagine that it's a person or a cartoon character. Once you have that image in your head, go ahead and imagine that you can bring them out to stand in front of you so that you can observe them, maybe talk to them. What resource do they need in this situation to be on board and to access courage? That resource might be they need someone to go with them, or they need a high five. Maybe they need you to play them an anthem song. Doesn't matter. Whatever comes to your mind is correct. So when a resource comes to mind, just imagine sending it to them. Imagine them receiving that resource. What happens when they receive it? What changes for them? As you notice these changes, you can continue to observe and ask what other resources they might need. Maybe you want to ask them directly and let them talk back. Or maybe you just kind of know what they need. Whatever comes to your mind, again, it's correct. Your unconscious mind has a ton of wisdom. So you can just continue sending them whatever resources they need to access courage and to feel steady and strong. And you can do that for as long as you feel like they need you to send them resources. And then when they're all bolstered up and they feel good, just imagine them coming back towards you and coming back inside of you and reintegrating with the rest of you. And then take a moment to notice how it feels to have all of those resources inside of you and ready to access. And from this place of having what you need, maybe ask your unconscious mind this question: what is my next smallest step. You can sit for a moment and see what answer might come to mind. And if nothing comes to mind, that's okay too. You've just done a beautiful job of opening up the channel between your cognitive mind and your unconscious mind. So, you know, just be open to that answer coming whenever it comes. Maybe it'll come when you're sleeping at night or when you're doing a mundane task. That's what my experience is like. When I ask for unconscious wisdom, a lot of times it comes later. But just trust that what you've done by kind of tuning in to your unconscious mind now will allow you to access that wisdom at the right time. I don't know if you've ever watched The Big Bang Theory, but there's an episode where Sheldon, who is a genius, is working on this super complicated physics equation and he cannot figure out the answer for the life of him. So he decides to go get a job where his roommate works at the Cheesecake Factory, and he's mopping the floor and bussing tables, and he's doing that for a while, and then all of a sudden, his eyes stop, and he realizes the answer to his equation, and he drops everything that he's doing and runs back to his apartment. So anyways, that's how your conscious, unconscious, and your conscious minds work together. So trust, that's all I'm saying, trust. It's got you, your unconscious mind has got you. And I am also here for you as a coach, as a singer, songwriter, as a performer, whatever I can do to also resource you. So yeah, welcome to the end of the first episode of Wandering Your Wild. And I would love to hear your thoughts on the episode and what things helped you, what things were like, this is weird, I've never done this before, or really, you know, anything that you would like to share. So you can share that, I think, in the comments, probably. I haven't fully researched that before recording this episode. But I'll also put my website in the show notes and my Instagram in the show notes. My Instagram is at the.jenny.baird. And yeah, would just love to connect with you. Okay, have a great day, and I will talk to you next week.
It started with New York City and all the bright